This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's public schools saw a slight dip in enrollment this school year. It's the second decline in 3 years after decades of steady increases. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brendine has more.
Colorado's declining birth rate is accelerating the enrollment drop. This year, kindergarten and middle school declined the most. White students saw the largest drop in numbers overall, but American Indian and Alaska Natives had the largest percent decrease, with almost 5% fewer students. Six of Colorado's 10 largest districts saw enrollment declines, including Denver, Jefferson County, and Douglas County. 85 districts saw enrollment increases, including Aurora and the Poudre School District. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
Crews have finished a massive multi-year gap project, adding extra driving lanes and toll lanes to Interstate 25 between Castle Rock and the town of Monument. However, CPR's Dan Boyce says those tolls are still being waived for now.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says the toll lanes are in a free testing period right now, as they have been since last summer. CDOT spokeswoman Tamara Rawlison says users will start getting charged sometime this spring, and she says there will be plenty of notice with electronic message boards.
Tolling will begin in a week. Tolling will begin in 5 days, that kind of thing. We'll have a countdown so people are aware of when tolling will begin.
Rawlison says the I-25 gap tolls will be the lowest priced tolls in the state. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Come check out what else is happening around the state at CPR.org. And while the sun is out and shining across pretty much all of Colorado today, Friday could be a different story for parts of the Front Range.